Next item on the agenda are, there's page two items, permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection and with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Graham.
Commissioner, members of the commission, good morning. We have eight page two items to present to you. As the commission just indicated, for the public's benefit, these are those projects in excess of $50,000 in cost, which have been subjected to a full public interest review, for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. Very briefly, or in synopsis, 2A, Corps of Engineers is requesting authorization to reactivate and extend a permit that authorizes the overwork placement of up to 65,000 cubic yards of material maintenance dredge from the federal project channels at Tangier. This material will be placed on the western shore of the island, south of the existing seawall. All other terms and conditions will remain in effect. 2B, Shoreland Investments, LLC, is requesting authorization to construct a 413-foot-long wooden jetty adjacent to their basin on Chincoteague Bay near Horntown. In this case, we're recommending a royalty in the amount of $813 for the encroachment over 1,626 square feet, and that should read 50 cents per square foot, not cubic yard. 2C, City of Hamptons, requesting authorization to maintenance dredge Salt Ponds Inlet and the inner channel, which will generate 6,000 cubic yards of material. They're dredging to the maximum depths of minus 7 feet below mean low water, and all of that material will be transported to Craney Island for disposal. 2D, City of Norfolk, requesting authorization to install three 250-foot-long riprap low-water sills on the west side of Haven Creek, and this is part of a tidal wetland creation enhancement project. 2E, Marine Hydraulics International, is requesting authorization to maintenance dredge on an as-needed basis up to 108,000 cubic yards of material. This will be able to allow them to maintain maximum depths of minus 38 feet at mean low water within a 450-foot wide by 1,396-foot-long basin at their facility along the Elizabeth River near Lambert's Point. We are recommending the inclusion of our standard dredging conditions. 2F, a number of crossings that are being proposed by Allegheny County. They wish to install 2-inch water line and a 20-inch sanitary sewer main beneath 200 feet of the Jackson River, a 20-inch sanitary sewer main, which will be attached to Route 220 bridge crossing, also over the Jackson River by 200 feet, a 10-inch diameter sewer force main beneath 53 feet of Wilson Creek, a 10-inch diameter sewer main beneath 40 feet of Sharver's Run, install two riprap splash aprons, 25 and 20 feet wide, respectively, into the Jackson River, adjacent to the lower Jackson River Regional Wastewater Treatment Plant. In this case, we are also recommending our standard in-stream conditions, as well as a requirement to coordinate with the Department of Game and Fisheries regarding potential impacts to freshwater mussel species. And they have agreed to that. 2G, Department of the Navy, is requesting authorization to install 3,000 cubic yards of non-magnetic gravel over a magnetic sensor array, an adjacent cable path, and this is right at the entrance reach channel inside the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel, as well as install 22,180 feet of 8-foot-wide articulated concrete matting over cables running from that sensor array to a data collector shed, also right there off of the naval station at Norfolk. 2H, East Coast Transport, is actually asking for a reactivation and a final 2-year extension, which will give them the maximum 10 years that the commission authorizes on a previously issued permit, which authorizes the excavation of 1,225 cubic yards of material. This will be to complete or allow them to complete the construction of the second of two raw water intake vault structures at their facility along the James River in Buckingham County. This extension does not result in any additional withdrawal, and the permit he has agreed would by all of the previous permit conditions that were in the original permit document. With that, either I or members of my staff would be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Mr. Fox?
Grab 2E, should they be paying a royalty?
No, that's maintenance dredging.
Okay, maintenance dredging, you don't do it.
Correct. Maintenance, by the code, maintenance dredging does not require a royalty. But if it were new dredging as a commercial facility, they would be paying a royalty, but not for the encroachments because of the shipyard status.
Okay. Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Grab. This is a public hearing. Is anyone in the audience pro or con on these matters that are before the commission? There being none, the page two items are before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, move to approve the page two items as presented.
Your second? Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motions carry unanimously. Thank you. Led unanimously, of course, Kathy is with Mistress Holland and Bowden not here.